three stars we're talking about?
Yeah.
LeBron went to Miami to learn what it was to win a championship. That's what he, those are his own words. Now I know what it takes to be a champion. I can go back home to Cleveland and implement this. Good. And he did that. He don't owe Cleveland nothing else no more. Right. And he can go ahead and bounce. Everybody should be okay with that, even Cleveland. But they won't.
Yeah, no,
be.
I'll be. I'm okay. In my opinion, Kyrie doesn't have what it takes to be a champion.
I don't. We don't. And he now learns what knows what it is to touch great. So now he's gonna. He wants to see in his prime that he could that he can go ahead and do that. And I believe that he should be afforded the opportunity to do that too. I mean, how many of
well,
us?
My
wanna,
thing is,
how
okay.
many of us want to be Robin?
Okay, but you should be afforded the opportunity to do that by all means. Okay,
that's a good point. That's
yeah,
a good
that's
point.
True. But that's you, a good point. But. Don't go to three straight championships and all of a sudden you know you want to cause dysfunction because you got your ass beat.
But
play
remember,
out the rest
but,
of your contract
but
and then you go off and do what you want to do.
But you now have the knowledge that it's not all of a sudden.
Yeah, and that's true. But that's what I'm saying. Like, so we're in this position. Just play out the rest of that contract and then you can go off and do your own thing.
But what if you're at the mercy? It's like you don't want to play for Cleveland anymore. And then you're at the mercy of LeBron James always saying.
Yeah.
You got two and an option, and you're stuck for this two and an option. LeBron has assembled a team according to his liking and his wants and needs, and he could be out next year.
He could.
And then now they're gonna say, oh well, now that he's gone, you could pick up the pieces.
And
we got
you know what happens when LeBron
man,
leaves
fuck
the
you.
Team.
Yeah.
Your GM, the GM that you believed in, is gone. They didn't let his ass go. Everything that was about something about what made you what you were is gone. And then they give you the – oh, by the way, if you didn't notice, this is what your trade talks was all that shit. Man, how much more can you take?
Yeah, trade them.
I like it because
they
I like for a simple fact that it's finally a star player who's like, I want to beat you. I don't want to play with you.
Right.
That's just the way I'm seeing it.
I don't know.
That's what I'm liking about Kyrie.
I think he said, I just don't want to play with you.
It doesn't matter. If he doesn't want to play with him, he's got to play against him, right?
Yeah.
So then same fucking difference to me.
I don't think that he has anything against LeBron at all.
No, I don't
all.
Think it's
0%.
Think it's like that. He doesn't want to be
I
in
think
the shadow.
He wants to be a competitor and test out this new power. He wants to see what he can do with
that's
it.
He wants to,
so it's not necessarily LeBron, but it's LeBron's control.
The control.
Yes,
and
I
want to
be up. Yeah. Like every fucking thing we talking about big LeBron. We talking about Bron. Everything around this motherfucker is surrounding him. And Scottie Pippen had to feel that way too, but it was in an era where you got to shut the fuck up. And in this era, you do not have this ability. I mean, they did not have what they have now. Now everybody has a platform. And
they have the free,
and you have
free
a fucking brand. This is the perfect opportunity for his brand to excel, especially in New York. This motherfucker go to New York. Oh, my God. This dude is going to blow up. Who got the number one selling shoe besides Michael Jordan? Kyrie.
I don't know.
I know. It's Kyrie. He has the number one.
Did you look this up? Because we know about your stats.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to look this one up
Navajo
because it was on
right
the
now,
jump.
Or?
It was on the jump, and
Brandon,
they were talking
I'm
about it.
I'm going to need you to look this up just in case he's Navajo. He's saying the number
top,
one selling shoe.
Yeah.
Number one.
Now, did they say
for Nike
in China?
Or for basketball?
Just basketball shoes, like player.
Or did they say?
They said Kyrie shoe was the number one shoe. I didn't make the
number
shoe
number one selling basketball shoe.
Besides Michael Jordan's, God damn it.
It'll come up regardless.
You might get Michael Jordan.
LeBron and Kyrie have the best selling signature sneakers among NBA players.
So LeBron and Kyrie. Okay. Shout out to Pat for not fully Navajo rugging it.
Man, fuck you, man. I'm
proud of you, man.
Slightly did, but I guess.
Slightly.
And then this other one says Kyrie has the best selling basketball sneaker on the market so far. So much for Steph.
Say that louder for the man. Say that louder.
I heard him. I just want to know you heard the motherfucker.
Okay.
I want to make sure the fans hear, you know, for you, man.
May
4th,
2017.
Okay.
Kyrie Irving has the best selling basketball sneaker on the market.
Where
so
we
much
in late July?
And this is for Soul Collector News, whoever that is. Forbes. Forbes site says LeBron and Kyrie have the best selling signature sneakers. I trust Forbes more than I trust Souls Collector.
LeBron's damn near a billionaire. This motherfucker got people. Hey, man.
I like it because it's one of the same reasons why I was disappointed in Kevin Durant. One of the best players in the league goes to the best team. And it just, you know, just wipes that season. I like the fact that Kyrie's like, you know, I don't want to be under this shadow.
Right.
I want to, you know, I want to be the guy. I like that in him.
Kyrie got the news about what the fuck is happening in Cleveland. He's like, this is some fucked up shit. This is damn near New York. I want to get the fuck out.
I don't know why he wants to go to New York, though. Cause
I wouldn't want to go to New York. I don't give a fuck how popular you get up there and how much money you can make up there.
Does he know that he won't get he won't get to play with Carmelo if he goes there? They're not going to just...
No, Cleveland's... New York said they're not trading. Cleveland. Carmelo said he doesn't want to go to Cleveland.
I know that. But if Kyrie is traded, they're not trading unless they give up Porzingis, then
Kyrie
ain't got no deal anyway.
Kyrie goes to New York, and they start to build around him.
They're not going to New York. That's out of the question. If Carmelo doesn't want to come and play with the Cavs, then New York is not going to give up Porzingis.
There's nothing else they want.
So
that's true. They don't have nothing else.
Unless they want to give up draft picks, but I don't see why Cleveland would take that.
Yeah, you don't want to be like the Nets.
Nah.
Yeah.
The Nets is like Brandon and Madden. They got no fucking picks.
They basically just handed fucking Boston that number two pick on a silver platter. Or number one pick,
giving
basically.
Shits up, man. I'll be trading for all the good players, though.
They got the one? Oh, yeah, because that's when Philly took the one.
Man, trade to you.
Yeah.
Hey, Madden 18 coming out, man. Just be ready.
We ready.
Huh?
No, I was thinking about Jerry Jones
right now. I don't want to talk about Jerry
Jones right now. What do you do to you?
I should be excited for this football season.
Yeah, we should. It's almost here.
I'm talking as a Cowboys fan now. I should be excited for this football season.
I got a bet
going
on with one of the guys from work.
Okay.
As long as I just need the Cowboys to win more games.
He's
more games than his team?
He's one of the district guys.
Yeah.
He's a Vikings fan, so I just need Dallas to win more games than the Vikings, and I'm good.
I think we'll do that.
Yeah.
So but I look at the schedule, man.
They got one of the hardest schedules in the league.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. We have the toughest schedule.
Are you a Cowboys fan, too?
In the league.
Okay.
This is the toughest schedule in the league. I feel like we're only going to win about 9-10 games.
That's good. That's enough.
No, it's enough, but in the NFC East.
Yeah, y'all going. Oh, yeah. Because Philly's coming back strong.
Giants got better.
Yeah.
I mean, their line is still ain't.
But then Eli's still Eli.
Eli's still Eli, but you know, he's got all them damn weapons to throw to.
Well, it's just Brandon Marshall and Odell. That's it.
They got somebody else. They just picked him up. Alshon.
I think Alshon Jeffrey went to the Eagles, didn't he?
They got a good looking squad.
They picked up another receiver. He's a problem.
Well, Dallas got better at defensive back and secondary.
And their defense didn't get worse.
That's what I need.
So.
I need my secondary.
Giants defense didn't get any worse either.
Well, they weren't that good last year, though.
Yeah, but they were built to stop us twice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're good at stopping the run, which is what we do.
True.
It's going to be a great time. I can't wait.
The Eagles got better.
I'm more excited.
I'm not worried about Washington. I'm not worried about them.
You like that?
I like what? Oh. you like that? So I'm like,
Kirk Cousins.
I'm excited to watch football. I'm just, as a Cowboys fan, I'm just like. Ugh.
Hey, so what do you do, man? Do you trade Kyrie or do you keep him?
Sit him on your bench and let him just suffer.
Well, you don't sit him on the bench. You play him.
Yeah,
you
got to play
that
him.
Man.
Yeah.
You better get his ass in there and play. Go ahead and tell me you want to play.
Hey,
that's contract.
If I'm LeBron, I'm force-feeding him every kind of ball that's out there, man. All right, man, take the ball. Hey, there you go. There you go. Make the play. There you go. There you fucking go.
Jeez.
Now, LeBron does be doing some bitch stuff. Like, he do be – when he's playing – LeBron can play defense, but there is times where the defense will break down and it's LeBron's fault.
And he's
over here blaming everybody else. But you also got to look at Kyrie. He's looking at LeBron like you the reason for Richard Jefferson's contract. Supposedly. I mean, everybody says you run the team. You the reason for Richard Jefferson's contract. You the reason for Tristan Thompson's contract. Shumpert's contract. All them people getting big money. You got this offense. Shannon Fry, because he asked for him. He asked for Kyle Korver.
Gave him everything he wanted.
Gave him everything he wanted. But it gave him everything you wanted. And Kyrie's like, what about me? I'm just over here just to.
Yeah.
What you want, Kyrie? I want some defense. Can I get some goddamn defense?
Yeah, you can score all day. That's where he needs to go.
His personal defense?
No. a team with defense.
He does need some of that.
He needs some personal defense before he gets some other defense. So
he said all these other motherfuckers ain't
well,
playing
saying,
D.
So
why
he
I gotta
can't
play?
Complain that he wants defense if he can't if he personally himself doesn't have defense.
Well, everybody come and go when they want to, except for James Harden. He don't have no D. No,
James Harden is 100% Ole.
Like I don't give a shit.
What
Ole? We should call that dude James Ole Harden.
Feel the Ole, dude.
I love it.
That's what we should call that, man.
I love it. Toro.
Toro.
Oh, man.
Anybody got anything else?
I ain't got shit.
That's already ready for bed.
Did we go through the line?
Well, something's happening to me, man. The Sandman is like.
Did we go through the line of everything?
No, we didn't talk about women in R&B that you don't need.
You and your women, man.
Huh?
You and your women, man.
You need this daily dose of shitting on women.
Just I wasn't going to call it a daily dose, but I
we don't have to talk about it.
Our
fans
show
know.
Dose of shitting on women.
Huh? Our fans don't what?
They know you.
What do they know?
Unintentional.
Yeah, sure.
Hold on. What is the thing with me and women? What y'all talking about?
You always shitting on women. Don't ask. Don't play dumb.
Shitting on women.
Don't play dumb.
Doing the show.
When have I shit on women?
Every episode we've done.
What's the worst thing I've ever said?
You got the fucking.
Let me get the list out.
Hey, I should tally up all our shows, and I should do a remix of all the shit you done said about women.
It's not that bad.
Surprise, you got a woman.
Hey, man,
about to
skip
get a
over
woman's
this.
Rights movement.
Hey,
going
skip
up
over
this,
show, man. Trying to catch you in a trap. Trying to catch you in a trap.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not. But fuck.
Brandon, am I wrong?
Oh damn! Hey, we got Derrick Rose.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Or he might be a.
Am
starter.
I wrong though?
No, you're Jerome.
I'm not going to talk to the vagina saver over here.
So you got him out there. You go.
I'm not going to talk to this guy,
ladies. I knew he wouldn't. He couldn't hold back.
Patrick's saving these hoes out here, man.
These hoes.
No wonder you like Superman.
Hey, man, Batman got a cape too. Is all I'm saying.
Batman don't save hoes though. Yeah, man.
Oh man,
he don't.
Nah, he just lets them go.
You he'll smash them, get them out the mansion,
save them.
Bitch, get out the Batcave.
Batman don't save hoes.
Batman's girlfriend.
Batman don't use a grappling hook and save a hoe every once in a while, huh?
Who's Batman's girlfriend?
Who is Batman's girlfriend? Some hoes.
He done run through hoes,
man. How many men has Talia Ghul slept with?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you tell me?
Probably.
Are you sure?
If I was in.
So at least one if she was around me.
So we got Talia, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Catwoman.
We got Catwoman.
Come on now.
Wonder Woman.
Poison Ivy? She can't really do anything.
Was it Poison Ivy?
Got to put a condom on it.
Barbara Gordon? Yeah. Barbara Gordon.
Yeah,
so that's three.
Yeah.
They smash.
Hoes.
So that's three.
Saving
them. He ain't saving them, though.
Come on, man. He tried saving them.
He's smashing them, and he just letting them go. He's just picking them apart. Just pow, 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 pow. He's Batman.
If that makes it worse, then, because Superman ain't saving them, but Lois Lane.
Superman is a hoes.
Not to say women
saving.
I'm not saying it this way that all women are hoes.
Are you sure?
That's exactly what you're saying.
No, it's not what I'm saying, man. Because the way it's coming out.
You didn't just call all women hoes.
The way it's coming out is saying it.
You're
so
saying
for
all
the
record,
hoes.
You said
so
all
record,
women are hoes.
You're saying all women are hoes.
No, I'm not, man.
You're not saying
trying to get me in that.
So you're not saying.
I think is what he's saying.
I believe that's what he's saying.
Hey, look, I fell into it too, man. That shit was like that rug where you cut the hole out the ground and just fall through that bitch.
I'm not saying all women are hoes.
Why are you directing it like that?
But what I'm saying, it may be some tendencies in there.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Hey, man, Batman's a hoe himself, so hey, man.
Yeah, Batman is a hoe. Yeah. I used to be one.
Some of them are. Okay? Plain and simple.
Yeah, so why do we have to act like women ain't hoes, though?
I know, right? Stop saving them.
We cut it off on that, man?
No. No, we're not cutting it off on that, man. I'm sick of looking at pacified men. That's what I'm tired of looking at, man. We got one right here, man.
Hey, man.
Jeez.
This dude will push the mic away anytime we got some negative shit to say about some women, man. He be saving these women out here, man. You know, I had this bit we were doing, right? I had this bit we were doing. I briefly talked about it with Brandon because I just had a brainstorm, right? And I just started talking. And I was like, man, you know what? We should treat marriage license like NFL contracts.
There you go.
And then I went and I went on this whole genius thing, right? And then in the middle of me getting ready to get to the punchline, he was with it. He was like, "Yeah, this shit is funny. Let's go with it." He's like, "But what's in it for the woman?" I was like, "Did that come from a man just now?
Who let a woman in the party chat?
What does a woman get in the party chat just now, man?
Come on, Pat. Why are you feeding this dude on a platter like that? You can't
he
do that.
Leave me out there by myself, but it's all right, man.
Just out there.
I don't mind being out there.
Just out there on that island, just floating there.
Just floating, man. Just
what's the name of that island though, man?
Lonely.
How was that?
I definitely ain't lonely.
Cause man's about to get married in a couple more
has the internet.
Weeks.
It is a couple
it
of weeks.
It is a couple more weeks. Yeah.
Your life is over.
Oh, geez. Perspective, man.
Perspective, man.
Where,
yeah.
Where we are, man.
Don't save her. She don't want to be saved.
I'm telling Vanessa, you just called her a hoe.
I'm just saying, exactly
you,
what you did.
You just sang that song. Hey, Vanessa. Holler at Pat.
Your man just called all.
He ain't invited no more.
Yeah.
Sorry, because you've been doing it all day. Sorry, man.
Hold on.
What happened?
I kicked his foot, told him my bad. Started looking pissed.
Started lying. Started like lying on the mic.
Day. Let me ask a real question right now. The way you look at the news, the way you look at all this stuff, do you feel like men have become pacified?
Yes.
In the way that they speak and stuff? I mean, some of it was needed. I'm not going to lie. Some of that shit was needed. But do you feel like men have been like, they're pacifying yourself? Like, I don't understand a male feminist.
Yeah. They're trying to get ass that they're not going to get.
Do you understand a male feminist?
A male feminist?
Yeah, like there's male feminists.
They're all offended because, oh, of women this and women that. It's like, man, you better get your gay ass out of here.
Damn. Do you... Mike, how'd you feel about that?
Hey, man, Mike is real comfortable right now, man. this is Mike's right element now, right here, man.
This is world, man. Hey.
Hey. Gotta slap a pussy ass nigga. I'm gonna make it look sexy. Gotta just go saying, hard in the bed.
I'm gonna leave that out there, man. I think that shit is weird. Male feminist. It's just, I don't get it.
So were you kind of like subliminally calling me a male feminist?
No, because on mic, you're definitely a male feminist. Off mic, no, not at all.
You think I'm different on and off the mic?
Not in the least.
Only when it comes to when we start talking about women.
Well, it's just the way in which we talk about them.
You know, only when we start talking about women. That's
look,
when you get
I am
real,
not a male feminist.
Real political.
That sounded very feminist.
I am not a male feminist at all.
That day you said, "Because
when you
what
said
do women get,
if you say how we talk about them." That's what a male feminist would say.
That's definitely what a male.
Oh, because feminist I would say. Because I try to come to the rescue from when y'all get overboard with some shit.
How's it overboard?
Yeah, that's what.
You are
like
overboard.
You're the man saying that's inappropriate.
Huh?
You're the man saying that's inappropriate.
I'm saying it's just a little too harsh at times.
You think it's harsh?
On mic.
Oh, man.
No, I'm just saying, man. They need to.
No, he's not completely you have to, different, but you he's, have a to little, have a, he's a little more.
You have to advocate. You can't just be all like, ah, you know? It got to be a. We can't be a four a
but
consensus.
But that's the
of
part
this.
Of this show, though. And you said you said
you know
yourself
what?
Numerous
I think the
times.
The worst part is
hold
when
on,
you
but,
have everybody
but
agree.
But you see how he just self policed us?
Yeah.
See, it can
that's
be
what
it
is.
It can be a woman show, and they're just like, everybody.
Man, this, man, that, man, this.
No. But on this show,
on
it's like
view,
it has to be one dude who's like,
on
hey,
the
guys,
view,
I don't think we should be talking to
no,
the
on
we
the
should
view,
respect our sisters.
Look,
you know what I'm
on
saying?
On the view,
the vagina's
Whoopi,
nice. I want to get
be having,
tonight,
she,
so we shouldn't be talking
she have our backs, dude.
Like I'm trying to get laid tonight, so we should
Whoopi?
Not be talking about it.
You're a dick.
She be having our back, dude.
Hey, man.
Whoopi Goldberg be having our back. Them women get up there and start and catty, and he she be like, man.
I mean, just think about
understand.
That. Though.
She said
Whoopi's halfway to a man.
Ooh. Nah, dude, don't do that. Hey, no, nah, she. There was an episode. There's an episode where What's the motherfucker that punched his wife?
I mean, I like whooping.
Punched his girl in the elevator. Uh huh. What was his name? Who? The dude who punched his girl in the elevator.
Ray Rice.
Yeah. So Ray, boop boop, and the women were like, "There is no reason a man should put his hands on a woman." And Whoopi was like, "Look, I don't condone it, but she was antagonizing them. Maybe if they start teaching women to keep their hands to their goddamn self, shit like that won't happen." Shut and they up. Were like, oh no. I was like, nah, Whoopi is right.
Yeah, them other ones was hoes. Whoopi wasn't.
Hey, so if she was a trained martial artist and she did that, put her hands on them.
It's all uncomfortable.
I hit the old dusty trail. You tensed up when I said the other women was hoes. Whoopi wasn't you.
Your butt cheeks clenched.
Naturally. You didn't see it? You didn't feel it?
No, what are you trying to say?
Did you see it? You saw it?
You
I'm telling y'all motherfuckers that I'm Whoopi. When y'all be going hard on women and shit, I be like, yo. Here's the other side of the perspective, and you don't want to be hearing that shit right now when you on fire.
Not right now. Because when I'm on fire and it's funny, hey, I don't need you to chime in. Stop my funniness.
No, I let it roll. And then you go, hey, Paso, what you? No, you I'm like, nah.
Is it the fact that you feel bad that it's like a conglomerate and we're all agreeing on this one subject and we're beating it down so hard that, like, there's an empathetic side of you saying, hey, man, we got to pull back before we just go all out overboard with it.
I don't think I go overboard with it. I'm just harsh. Yeah. But I don't think I go, like, to the point where it's like, ah, damn, man.
Jerome goes overboard really? With it. Jerome goes overboard with it. And y'all don't necessarily agree. But then he'll ask y'all questions about it. And then he'll ask me a question. And I'll say the opposite. And y'all be like, hey, man, this motherfucker's saving hoes. I'm like, yo, I'm just having another. I can feel how I want to fucking feel. Shit. It ain't like I'm necessarily. It's not like I'm simping or nothing. I'm just saying, hey, man, it might not be that way all the time.
Innate hoe saver.
An innate hoe
saver. So is it different if I know some that are personally hoes?
And how do you know they don't agree? I ask them all the time.
Dude, a bat neck is a bat neck. Period.
Yes.
But all of them ain't bat necks.
I didn't say all of them was bad. Yeah.
Just most of them. Am I lying?
Not none of the ones we got.
Right, yeah. Just the other ones out there.
The ones we don't know.
The ones we don't know.
Fuck them.
Ludacris said it best.
What did he say?
Quote him.
Come on, man.
Use a hoe. Ho.
Ho.
That's it.
I can't believe I just said that.
See?
All
see?
Right.
Police yourself.
Oh, come on.
Man, so you can't say anything unless it's in a jingle, man.
we baited him into that.
You got to have a catchy tune.
You got to have a catchy tune to it.
That's why you take a hoe to a hotel.
Done.
That's what it, right?
Figured it out.
Wow.
Figured it out.
Ludacris spoke the truth.
Oh, hell, Reverend Luda.
Oh, hell, Reverend Luda.
Reverend Luda. We done? Or we finished?
Stupid.
Finished or we done?
Anything else? Because it's been a while since they heard.
Hey, man.
You got anything else you want to add? You want to say?
Nothing.
Well, Pat called me a slave earlier.
Wow. Why would you do this to this man?
He on salary.
You are a slave.
I'm not a slave.
Oh, you're a fucking slave. You going when they say
you're a slave right now.
Hey, we need you to go ahead and check in on this. You'd be like, yes, boss.
Yeah, but when I'm off, I'm not at work.
You thinking about what?
Your phone still on now?
What's that?
Your phone still on?
Yeah, my phone's still on.
They called you right now. Do you have to go to work?
No.
You don't have to go?
No. Because they have other people there. They can take care of that shit.
What if motherfucker got sick?
They got sick. Somebody else can take care of it.
The motherfucker that's on salary usually.
Yeah. It doesn't work that way. I was supposed to be there yesterday, but then we had our softball thing come up, and a couple of other us in the store, you know, do it. So
you're working less on salary or more on salary?
So somebody else got pushed into that, taking care of where I was supposed to work. More? I do work more. Mm. But it's not ridiculous like I'm spending my entire day there. I'm spending 12, 13, 14 hours a day there.
I ain't seen you on the game in a minute.
Yeah.
I've been on the PlayStation plenty.
I haven't texted you in a minute, bro.
Hey, man, I was about to tell on your daughter. You.
We miss you, Mike.
That's just on you.
You been on YouTube?
Not, you ain't been around.
I'm never on YouTube.
Never on YouTube?
That's a lot of,
YouTube. We'll go ahead and tell them.
You know, we're going to go ahead and snitch. Yeah, go ahead and snitch, man. Go ahead and snitch.
She need to get in trouble, man.
Tell Sophie to go to fucking sleep.
3 o'clock in the morning, man?
Yeah.
If I see YouTube on, I'm calling you, man.
Tell Sophie to go to sleep.
No, because Sophie goes to sleep with the TV on, and it's set to a time where it'll turn off automatically.
Just like a dad.
Which is like 2 or 3 hours afterwards.
Good. Because I'll be up. I'll be like,
no, but there's some nights where I'll be up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
There's a couple of nights where it popped on and said Mike Aguilar's online.
We be right there waiting on you to chime in and never.
Like, man, somebody about to get a whooping.
I mean, you got the PlayStation to get back with us, you know, and you ain't with us. We miss you.
Text me, man.
Dude, I always text you.
You don't.
Motherfucker,
you don't say nothing back.
Motherfucker called party chat, you know. We be in a party waiting for you to join the party.
Bullshit, because I'll be on the PlayStation playing Dark Souls and I'll look on there. Nobody will be on.
Bullshit. We are all, one of us is always on the PlayStation. I'm surprised one of us ain't on right now.
Exactly. One of us
is always on
PlayStation. One of those two.
Somebody on that.
But don't mean you're on a party chat.
Oh, definitely we're on a party chat.
No, because if I go to parties and say there's no parties available, it means there's nobody on a party chat.
You got that shit set to not look at us.
Well, yeah.
Oh, he told me about your conspiracy that I had going.
Conspiracy.
Yeah.
Why are you snitching, man? Because
I told him.
I told you I'm trying to make it right with this man.
I told him, and the shit was so hilarious, I had to tell him the same thing.
Pat, there's no setting that I can prioritize my PlayStation 3 or my 4.
Yeah, it is.
There is no setting that I can prioritize that.
You got something to add?
Hey, man, John Jones won today's match.
You got nothing to add? You sure? You guess, man. You can say what you want to say. Somebody you want to say, you know, fuck him or something like that? No? All right, whatever.
Like, Heller?
You want to hold on to that?
Like, what's, what's your boy's name again?
Smerrick.
Don't leave that man alone, dude.
Smerrick
Cheller. There's actually somebody out there that listens that knows him, too. Leave that man alone. He's living his life.
Fuck him, man.
He's living his life, man.
Still.
Thanks to y'all, I might have to throw hands again as an adult.
Just call me, nigga.
Jeez.
Call me on the strength. I'm telling you, just call me.
Off the strength.
So I'm just, man, I'm there. I promise.
I still don't appreciate
you.
We
gotta be there. It's our responsibility now.
Yeah, it is. We all just grouped ourselves into it, so we have no choice now.
Because I don't know the same criminals I knew a long time ago. So shit is.
I think you've got no fucking, like, there's no way around this case right now, right? No. We are all in trouble.
Nah, you know what,
Mike is like.
He's going to be the only one who ain't get sued.
Right? I'll beat the shit out that case.
Mm.
Damn.
I still don't appreciate you calling me a slave, though. So.
Saying our privilege coming
I'm out. Just telling you, welcome to our world.
And Michael Jackson did that shit. Fuck OJ. I'm out, bitches.
And baseball stinks.
I accept that ending.
Add that.
I accept baseball. That ending.
Is it over?
I accept that ending.
Is it over?
Baseball stinks.
But is it over? Is the show over?
No, baseball is still going. Oh, is the show?
Is the show over?
Is it? Yeah.
Is it over?
I got to get on this road.
You got a Cali trip to make.
Yeah, you gotta go to California.
Yeah, I gotta get on this road. So, people, it was good coming back.
I ain't in a rush because I gotta fucking study.
Oh, damn.
I'm off tomorrow, so I'm alright.
That's all I'm gonna be doing most of tomorrow.
I'm good.
I'm hungry.
Let's keep going.
Alright, y'all. Well, as you can see, we ain't go to SoundCloud because they might be bankrupt. So, we still here. You want to say peace out, man?
Hey, man, where are we, though?
Same place we always been.
We've been trying to check out
iTunes. Again, man. We on iTunes, right?
Still on iTunes.
All right, good, because I forgot. So.
It's been so long.
Hey, man, to whoever's listening, man. Please follow us on iTunes, man. What they can follow us at? On iTunes? How they bring us up?
The Irrelevant Show.
iTunes.
The Irrelevant Show, right? Any special things they'll look at?
Is that the name of our show?
Is it?
Hey, should we change the name of our show?
Fuck that.
No, fuck no. All
right.
Better not.
Mike committed. He got Irrelevant Mike.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. He's and here. Plus, I got my jersey coming. That shit says Irrelevant in the back. fuck around. Shit. No, you ain't doing that
shout
shit.
Shout out to your jersey.
Shit, hell yeah. You already know. We're going to fucking change that shit.
We had it.
One.